What's going on, Big Gunk Triple X? How's everybody doing? Man, I'm up tonight. I'm up tonight for a lot of reasons. This the time of the night where God talked to me, and God shared a lot of things with me, a lot of visions with me. My imagination be all over the place. So, you know, I'm taking this time out, man, to tell you all what my banner says in the back. First of all, be still and know that I am God. Be still. For a lot of reasons. You know, it's a lot going on, and when I say that, I mean what I say. People leaving this world. You're talking to people one day and they're gone the next day. You have children going against their parents, and sometimes they think we don't know, but we do. You have people being influenced by other people, either about your parents or other people, and they think that we don't know, but we do. But you know, we do this thing that God taught us to do called agape love. Well, we can still love you and love you from a distance because we know that you're being told things sometimes that's untruth. But it's up to you to believe the sinner or believe your heart. And only God can guide you in that direction. Oh, man, it's so much to talk about. You have to be careful about what you say around people. You have to be mindful even on how you respond back to people. Because God is watching, especially if you put yourself in a position as a leader myself. People still watch your actions. I had someone to tell me that. They said, you know, Rico, he say, I watch your shows and you say a lot of powerful things and you feed people, but are you feeding yourself? And that kind of got to me in a good way though. And I said, man, what he mean by me feeding myself? And he said, and he broke it down to me. He said, because you said a lot of stuff and I listen to you and what you say makes sense, but are you feeding yourself the same thing that you're telling other people? And I said, you know what? I got to practice that more. And see, that's the thing with me. I'm gonna always be honest with you to show you the truth. And I said, I got to practice that more. And I think I hold my own and in a respectable way when it comes to certain things. But I found out that you are still a student in today's world. You're still a student in today's world. Me included. Because I'm striving every day to learn God, to get to God. Because I told somebody today that I want to plateau out in life. I want to go as high as I can. And I want to make 2024 the year where I'm already dedicating myself to God. But I want my show to blossom. I pray for more subscribers on my YouTube channel. I pray that God put me in a position in life where I can help other people while I'm helping myself. You know, I pray to God that God set me up to be a millionaire. So I think on those terms, and I try to do things on those terms to become a millionaire. And I know it's possible because through Christ, all things is possible. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Father God, thank you for this morning, this AM. Father God, thank you for my subscribers. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for my viewers. Father God, thank you for you. Thank you, Father God, for sparing my soul. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to see another day. Father God, pray for myself. I pray for my wife, my friends, my family. I pray for my co-workers as well, Father God. I ask that you keep them safe and sound. I ask, Father God, that you bless and grant them the things that they need and want out of life. Father God, I pray for my enemies. I pray for the people I know and don't know. I pray for all creation, Father God, that roams this earth, underneath the earth, in the seas, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the oceans, Father God, the ponds. I say, bless them, Father God. I pray for whatever going on in outer space and the outer limits of outer space, Father God. I pray for the meek, the shedding, and the sick, the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dead, the wicked, the evil. I pray for salvation for them all, Father God, as I pray for myself. I pray for the food that me and my wife receive, that we consume, the beverages we can receive and consume, Father God. I pray that you bless our soul. I pray, Father God, that you keep everything intact. Father God, I pray for increase. I pray for increase. I pray, Father God, that the things that I ask for, you give it to me double. I pray, Father God, for the things that I lost in life, you bring it back to me double. I pray, Father God, for anyone that's listening, viewing, and seeing this show, that they also get what they need and what their heart desires in double. I thank you on this day, Father God. I thank you on this morning. And I couldn't go to bed, Father God, without worship, praising, honoring you on this morning, this early a.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Christmas ain't the only reason why we should celebrate you, Father God. We should celebrate you every day of our lives. Every day of our lives. And I just want to say, I love you. I appreciate you, Father God. Spare my soul. Spare my life. Give me one more day. Give me one more chance, Father God. Let me live. Let me live. As long as far as I can live, Father God, I want to live an old ripe age, Father God. I want to see the world. I want to have stories to bring back to my kids and grandkids, Father God. And even in the making of great grandkids. Thank you. Amen. Thank you on this day. You're a wonderful, awesome, powerful God, Father God. You are my God. Bless this house, Father God, because I'm the protector of this house. Bless the spirits in this house, Father God. Bless the souls in this house, Father God. Bless what's around this house, underneath this house, on top of this house. I set the tone in here, Father God, and I'm setting it this morning, this early a.m. Thank you. Thank you. You're an awesome God. I want to say I love you. And I'm forever grateful and thankful for everything that you allow me to do. And I want the world to see and hear my prayer to you. Because I love you, God. And I know you love me back because you allow me to be here for another day, another morning. Another time to worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Oh, man. God is good. God is good. Hey, listen. I also want to send a very special shout out to one of my grandkids. Her name is Sanaya. I want to let you know, girl, that your granddad loves you. And I'm praying for you every single day, every time. You are in my prayers as well. I just want you to know that, and I want you to hear it from me. And thank God for both of your parents. Thank God for both of your parents. And this show is also dedicated to you as well. Merry Christmas to you. God loves you, and I love you too. Right. So, you know, I want to tell you all about loving God. Loving God is one of the most profound things that you have to do first in order to get the things you need in your life right. From your wife to your kids, your grandkids. If you don't love God first, nothing that you need or ask for or want will be for you until you put God first. It says right here in John 3:16, it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whomever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. He gave his only son. So, you know, if God gave his only son, God loves you, and you should love God back. You should love God back. Because how you gonna love yourself if you don't love the Creator? The one that created you. How you gonna love yourself if you don't love the Creator? Romans 5:8 tells us that, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God still loved us. God still showed his love for us. That's in Romans 5:8. See, I'm giving you scripture. I'm not going off the dome. I'm giving you scripture so you can go right back to these same verses and read for yourself. Love God first, and then love your children. Love God first. Come unto the Lord first. See, you know, a lot of these places, the churches and pastors and first ladies and all these places you go to, they don't teach you these things. They make it all about themselves. And sometimes they will use that word against you just to get things out of you, to belittle you and bring you down. But that's not what it's used for. That's not what that word is used for. That word is used to help you and nurture you and get you to know Christ Jesus before you know anything. You got to get through Christ first before you can even get to God. But I have seen and witnessed these churches using people, using the word to get at them instead of helping them. I don't see any pastors use these words for an advantage so the people can be at a disadvantage. Stop doing that. Because you're reading that same word, so it can work for that person too. So stop using that as a tool to talk about somebody and to go against somebody. Use it as a tool to help the other person. We don't have to go through the pastors and the first ladies no more to get to God. We don't have to do that. These churches making about themselves, and some of them are making it about God, but I don't see some making it about themselves, and that's not right. They always say what the pastor say. My pastor, my pastor, my pastor. The pastor can't save you all the time. You got to learn to save yourself. You're accountable for your own life, your own sins, and your own doings. God going to deal with him or her for being a watch over your soul, and then watch over your soul the way it's supposed to be done. God is going to deal with them. But you need to be dealing with yourself and learn how to save yourself and read the word for yourself. Because when you meet the maker, the pastor going to be right beside you, either behind you or somewhere in that number. And they can't speak for you because they got to show accountability for themselves. Amen. And Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 tells us that. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. That means God will never change. Only person who will change is you. God is the same God he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whew, man, listen, I'm enjoying this night. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying talking to y'all, telling y'all how much God loves you. I'm enjoying it. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. Thank God for being here, man. Thank God for your spouse. Thank God for your children. Thank God for the food, shelter, everything you have. Thank God for it, because it could have been worse. And help somebody. And tell somebody you love them. Get that grudge off your chest. Get that jealousy off your chest. Get that hatefulness off your chest. Somebody who you hadn't spoke to in a while, give them a call if you want to. Text them, email them, do something, reach out to them. Break that barrier. Because I know it's people watch my show from, listen to my show on Facebook. They listen and view my show on Twitter. They watch me on both of my TikToks account. And this right here, my YouTube account. Subscribe to the show. Click on the video. Subscribe to the show. And tell people about it. Stop thinking about it and do it. But know that God will provide a way for me anyway. Oh, man. 1 John 4 and 8 tells us that anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And that is true. God is love. So love God first. Love God first before you do anything else. So here's a part I like, and I dedicate this part here also to all my grandchildren, but I'm speaking about one in particular, is Sanaya. But I also have another granddaughter named Samaya. I love both of y'all little girls, but I love all my grandkids. So, you know, I want to say, love your children too. This is what the Bible says about that, about loving your kids in Proverbs. Because I have kids I love, and my child has a daughter, which is my granddaughter. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So men, start being fathers to your children. That's including me. Even if I have a situation where, even if you don't see your child like you need to, because I'm in that situation where I don't see my child like I need to, one of them, still provide for that child. Still pray for that child. Still have things in place for that child. Don't let the disparity between you and the other adult not allow you to do for your child. That's still your child. Even if you have to love your child from a distance, still be that financial provider. Still have that child on the health insurance. Still pray for that child. Still try to reach out to your children as much as you can. But let God guide you in that aspect. Love these children. Love them. This is a good one, because I remember me telling my oldest son this. This is a good one here. It says in Ephesians 6 and 4, it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." You know, when my oldest son was coming up, I never whooped him out of anger. And I can't recall too many times I had to whoop him, because he always listened to the things I say. So even to that point, you have to learn how to love your children, train them up right, show them things so they won't go out in the world being misled and misguided. Love your children. And especially in these times right now, with all this killing going on, shooting going on, people taking their lives, you can't really trust people. Listen, put God first. After you put God first, whatever you need and want is going to come after that. But love your kids. Your children is a very important and vital part of your life. Love your kids. Just as so as God loves you. Put on the whole armor of God. Y'all have a blessed morning. As a matter of fact, let's see here. I got something that I want to read for the men. I was reading today, early this morning, before I went to work. This in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And this is what I was telling one of my co-workers today. And this is what the word says. This is what God says. God says, "And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make man," listen to this, "I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophrah. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce and anger. And it shall be as the chase roe, and as the sheep that no man taken up, they shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone into his own land." God said in verse 12, chapter 13 of the book of Isaiah, he said, "I will make man more precious than fine gold." So you have successful women out here that God is grooming. But God is getting y'all women to groom our men, because he got a higher task for the men. I just read it to you. He'll make the men more precious than gold. So brothers, men, wake up. Wake up to your calling. And know that God want to bless you so you can bless your family. Hey man, this Big Aunt Triple X. I love you. God loves you first, though. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46 and 10. I know it by heart already. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for this blessed time. Thank you for this awesome message, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for blessing me, Father God. Thank you for blessing this message, Father God. And thank you for the hearers, subscribers, and viewers, Father God. And thank you for allowing me, Father God, to share your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Get on out. Love God first. Anything else after that, God will bless you. But love your kids too. Love your kids. Your kids want to be loved. Love them. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.
bones and in the day of his feet.
Thank you.